way to the end of the regular season to make the playoffs, almost feel exhausted, or, you know, from just that battle. I'm curious, how do you feel? Do you feel, and do you feel any sort of worn out or just concerned about, you know, having to kind of gear up for another pressure cooker after being in it?
Yeah, I think, you know, Richmond was pretty stressful and maybe a little bit draining. That could have been, I was a little bit sick at Richmond too, so it's probably all those things, right? The stress, the hot race, the long race, then part of being sick a little bit. But no, I feel pretty good, right? Super exciting to be in this position. Something that Josh Wise told me before the race at Richmond is pressure is a privilege. So, you know, I'm privileged to be in this position and have performed well enough with my team to be in this position. So just got to keep riding that wave.
All right, we'll go next to John Newby. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. So, Daniel, when you're preparing for this first foray into the playoffs, I was curious, what does your team kind of view as like that biggest hurdle you have to overcome? You know, is it execution, speed, nerves, you know, something else?
You know, I don't know. I feel like we all feel pretty confident right now with how we've been running lately, with the stage points we've been grabbing, you know, having decent finishes. So just got to, you know, kind of the same answer I just gave Bob is kind of just keep riding that wave and hopefully it'll take us all the way to the West Coast. But, you know, our biggest hurdle right now is going to be the lack of playoff points that we have. But, you know, we're only like 6 or 7 points out of fifth. Bob would probably know that better. So I you know, just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, 7 points isn't a ton. I think we were 5 out at Richmond. So we got 3 races to get. I mean, I think we're only like 1 or 2 out of eighth. So just got to do that first. But be cool to win a race or run a couple stages or something to have a couple, you know, buffer points before we go to Martinsville, Homestead, Talladega.
And then this may be kind of ignorant coming from a non-driver, but having had like a full rookie season, experiencing all of these tracks that you're going to face in the playoffs, does it make that preparation easier knowing how you perform it, you know, like you said, Talladega, Martinsville, Homestead, any of these tracks?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have that experience. I mean, I'm nowhere close to the same person I was last year, though, kind of in every aspect, you know, human being, race car driver, pre-race, post-race, just kind of how I carry myself, how I prepare, how I work out in the gym. Like, it's a whole 180-degree thing. Mm-hmm. Talked about that a little bit recently, but I can go back on that a little bit, but I've kind of tried to throw everything that I've done in the past in the trash and keep on this little, you know, this different mindset of, you know, I was kind of always just happy to be here, but it's a pretty crazy opportunity. I'm really blessed to be in this position, so just got to keep working my butt off, and you know, I think it is noticeable when that change kind of happened. It was, you know, after Martinsville-ish. So, you know, May-ish is kind of when that change happened, and that's kind of when the 43 team came alive. So just got to keep doing what I'm doing, and I think it'll all work itself out.
And then, you know, forgive me for not having the backstory. Was that something that was a product of working with Josh Wise, or is that more on, you know, like your team itself?
Yeah, so I've been in the Josh Wise program since January of last year. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, January last year is one of the first times I'd ever stepped foot in a gym. So it was, you know, running into a brick wall or, I mean, whatever, it could be harder than bricks. It was that, and pretty tough. And it's been a complete transformation physically, but there was still so much progress to make. I didn't go as much as I should have. You know, I missed a lot of pre-race meetings, and now this year missing no pre-race meetings aside from when I'm already at the racetrack. You know, I think I've only missed Daytona because I was already there that week. So just applying myself really is the main thing. And having a good work ethic, getting out of bed in the morning and going to work is making a big difference.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, We will go next to Francesco. Go ahead.
Hi, nice to meet you. I would like to ask a question, not really into playoffs, but about your conception of racing you had during this season, because you also did some races in the Xfinity car. And also you did a team change and a change of mentality, as I can heard before. So what do you think about your season so far? Are you happy about the result you achieved? And maybe do you think you can do a progress, a change of class during the 2025 season? Or maybe you think that that's not enough for being happy about the result or your career progress?
Yeah, so kind of like I said a minute ago, like I'm trying to not have that happy to be here, you know, thinking. You know, as soon as I do that, we'll just be one of the first two guys out of this playoff. So just got to keep the pedal down and keep grinding away and try and get as far into this deal as we can, hopefully, you know, all the way to Phoenix and all the way to the championship trophy. So just that's why we're here. That's what we're racing for. But, yeah, just trying to keep this momentum and everything that I do. If it's a truck race, if it's an Xfinity race, if I drive an ARCA car, if I race a mini sprint with Josh Wise at Millbridge, just going to try and keep this mindset and keep having strong runs in anything I get to drive.
Okay, thank you.
Next, we'll go to Zach Albert.
Thanks, Samantha. I was going to check and see, Daniel, what's your comfort level with Milwaukee? I believe you have a top five in ARCA there a couple years back. What's your mindset or comfort level kind of going into there?
Yeah, Milwaukee is one of those places I've got to race a couple times in ARCA, so that's helpful, right, to have that experience, you know, while, like I just said a couple questions ago, like how, you know, I'm completely different now, but it's still nice to have that prior experience. So it's an interesting racetrack. Actually, I mean, this was one of the tracks that we ran pretty poorly at last year, had a problem with the front end suspension, but still, I mean, wasn't really detrimental. We just still didn't run good enough, and that's actually exactly how I felt about IRP and Richmond too, both places where we should have ran in the top 10. You know, had a loose wheel at IRP that took us out of running the top 10, and then obviously did at Richmond. So I'm hoping that these places that I, you know, pretty much straight up hated last year are going to be places that I fall in love with this year.
And coming into this 10th out of the, you know, in the 10-driver field for the playoffs, have you embraced an underdog mentality in terms of, you know, let's give this a whirl and see what happens?
Not even looking at it like that, really. You know, I think, you know, everybody in the playoffs deserves to be there. And I deserve to be there just as much as everybody else does. You know, I may have not won three or five races or two races like, you know, those top three guys, but I don't think it's out of the question that we'll find ourselves in victory lane by the end of the year. But at least, you know, keep running good and keep having some of these 40, 50-point days will keep us going. So just got to hope that, you know, that wave is just growing and it's not coming down anytime soon.
Great. Thank you.
Any final questions for Daniel? All right, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks, guys.